Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University, here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hello, my name is Evelyn Portillo, and I am so excited to be with you guys to just be able to share my experience here at HBU. I graduated with a bachelor's degree from HBU as a bilingual generalist in Spanish as well as interdisciplinary studies back in the day, a few years back, not too long ago. There existed two majors, and I had the opportunity to study at HBU, which was my childhood dream ever since I was a kid. Every time we passed by HBU, because we lived in the area, I always, you know, told myself that is my school, and whenever I grow up, that's where I'm going to graduate from. And, you know, the Lord provided scholarships, money for me to be able to attend. And years later, after teaching, which is 10 years now, I decided to go back to get my master's degree. And I decided to go for a reading specialist, as well as have certain trainings in Newhouse, which is a really wonderful experience to be able to be part of that. And soon I will be graduating this May 2021. It's been a phenomenal experience just sharing with new classmates, because my old classmates, obviously, they're married as well as I am, and they have their kids. I don't have kids yet, but, you know, I was waiting after my master's degree. But it's just a great experience just having that wonderful atmosphere. You don't have that stress of being in a campus where it's overcrowded or there's too many people or classes here, classes there, buildings like on the other side of America. It's a great experience just being able to have a closeness with the professors. The flexibility, especially right now during the COVID time, it's just been a great opportunity to just be able to study, as well as it's been a crazy past year. My mom passed away due to COVID, but through it all, I think that if I was able to plan a funeral and just go through this whole grief process as the only child and taking and caring for my dad, I think anybody can, you know, get their master's degree besides the whole circumstances and everything that's going on in our world. So I'm just glad to be here and be able to share.
Evelyn, we indeed are honored to have you. And at the very top, we want to just express our sincere condolences about the passing of your dear mom.
Thank you so much.
I lost my mom as well, and we only get one mom. And I know that is very tender. And my wife right now is in the process of slowly losing her mom. So I'll tell my wife, Christy, and we'll pray for you to stay encouraged and have God's grace.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Evelyn, you have an amazing story. A bachelor's degree at HBU with a double major in education. I love this bilingual generalist, and that's Spanish. Explain that and just how pertinent that is in the educational environment right now.
For sure. I mean, we're finding, especially here in Texas, a lot of, you know, immigrant children coming from lots of places from Latin America. So a lot of the students and children that are coming into the United States and even in Texas, they definitely need that. They need that English language support, especially from their first native language, which is Spanish. A lot of students, as well as ESL, you know, we have other students coming from refugee countries. And so I have that background where I'm able to teach English as a second language. So you see that in a lot of campuses where it's a need, and HBU totally prepared me for like my first year. I can't say it was, you know, as amazing as, you know, now that I feel like it's gotten smoother as the years have gone by, but HBU definitely prepared me for the workforce. As soon as I stepped into the classroom, I was ready. And, I've heard from other, you know, coworkers, and I even saw my other coworkers that first year that they started teaching, you know, the whole stress and everything. Of course, there's stress behind any workforce, right? But HBU just gave us the experience from the beginning where it came to different trainings where I was able to observe other teachers, other grade levels, other districts. It was a wonderful experience just to be able to have that.
Well, Evelyn, you make a profound statement that HBU prepared you for the workforce. This is astounding. I want you to just explain exactly how did HBU do this?
Well, they gave me several experiences from the professors. You know, the professors were very bold and open to saying, you know, things that you would see, basically different steps and things like, for example, classroom management, how to manage behavior in the classroom, different things, you know, the do's, mainly the do's, because a lot of the professors, you know, emphasized, you know, how to do the do's and not the don'ts, right? And then just having the opportunity to be able to observe different classrooms and just being able to do hands-on activities within the classroom, as well as, you know, with the professors, you know, they always laid down the foundation and just gave us experiences to be able to explore and just be ourselves in the teaching and the experiences that we got.
That's interesting. Now, Evelyn, you were destined to come to HBU. I find your story very fascinating that when you went by HBU, you said, I'm going to go there someday. This is determination. How did this happen? And I mean, how did it all happen?
So I was born in a Christian home, but I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ when I was 8 and then later 12, because, you know, sometimes you're like, yes, I accept Jesus, but I got baptized at age 12 and that's when ministry started. And I just knew for a fact that I just wanted to be part of a Christian school, a Christian university. And I feel that God just puts the dreams in you. And if God puts the dream in you, he will provide. That's how I've always believed. You know, if God puts it, he's going to provide. And he did. And I'm just extremely grateful for the opportunity that he's given me.
I spoke earlier today with Dr. Duran about the Newhouse Education collaboration with HBU. It seems like you're right in the very center of that. So I want you to explain what it is and how important it is, an educational opportunity.
For sure. We're finding that a lot of students nowadays have dyslexia, which is a reading disability, which obviously that they inherited and it's with them forever, but there's different types of strategies to help those students with reading. So as a reading specialist, which I will soon graduate as a reading specialist with my master's degree here at HBU, I found it extremely important to be able to have these trainings with this program of Newhouse, which I've heard other coworkers in other districts have to pay lots and lots of money to be able to be part of that. So just being able to have those scholarships and, you know, integrating that within the reading specialist, I'm finding it extremely helpful, because now I've actually already applied for another position within my district and already made it into the pool. So I'm just waiting for principals to call to interview so that way I, you know, move up and get promoted in a different position. So I'm barely going to graduate and I'm already finding myself, you know, open doors just waiting for that position, and I'm barely going to graduate. So like I said, HBU never has failed. You know, as soon as, like, for example, as soon as I graduated for my bachelor's degree, I already had a job, especially as a bilingual teacher. And now that I have, that I'm going to get this reading specialist certification and have this background knowledge of dyslexia, obviously that's very, when they see that in my resume, they're like, yes, we need that.
You illustrate perfectly that a master's degree with a specialty that you have both, it's distinction, and distinction is like guaranteed employment. Now that's sure. Gonna make you feel really good that you've invested in your education, but you're gonna get a financial return.
For sure, and obviously getting a master's degree is a lot of money, but I think in the long run, I feel like for me, it's more of my satisfaction for myself, for knowing that I can, you know, better myself. But at the same time, it does open doors in other areas, because I feel like that everything that I've learned, I want to share it to other, you know, to other new teachers, which I've been doing for the past years. I've been a mentor, and now I'm a team lead, and I was teacher of the year 2019-2020.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I feel like, you know, a lot of it has to do credit where credit is due. HBU. I'm forever HBU.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, you know, HBU is proud of the fact that 40% of our student body is Hispanic. And, you know, there's so many things about the Hispanic culture that I love. I love their spirituality. I love their excitement. I love how geared to the family they are. Many other things. The list could go long. I mean, speak to how insightful it is that HBU has this teeming Hispanic population. It's not the only population we have. As you know, we're ethnically diverse, but the leader is the Hispanic population at HBU. What's your remarks about that?
I think that it's actually a great thing to see that statistics are changing, because sadly, you know, a lot of, you know, especially me as a teacher, I see it where not many students graduate, especially students with low socioeconomic status. So just knowing that Hispanics and future generations are actually going to HBU and actually graduating, actually bettering themselves, that means that their future generations are actually have hope to become better. And especially, you know, as Christians, we're being the light, you know, even in the world, wherever we are in our workforce, it's a mission. I see my school, I see my classroom as a missionary, as like a missionary site. So wherever we go, it's ministry. So I think it's a great opportunity as Hispanics, as wherever culture we are, to be able just to spread the message through our lifestyle, not necessarily saying, oh, Jesus, but just through our lifestyle, whoever we surround, whoever we encounter, they're going to know that there's something different, that there's a light there.
I totally agree. Now, I want you in English first and then in Spanish second to tell everybody why they should make HBU their school of choice, whether undergraduate or graduate, because you've had both experiences, which is very interesting. And, you know, the academic environment at HBU is no easy environment. You've got to apply yourself. And the school, as you know, does bring student success, number one, to help students along the way. But you are bilingual, and I know we're not just having English-speaking people listen to this. Would you both in English and in Spanish talk about why they should make HBU their school of choice?
For sure. HBU is the place where you need to be if you want to be in an atmosphere where you know that you're involved, especially, you know, that you are a person that wants to have community, that you know that you're not just going to go in and out, but you're going to make relationships and especially like forever connections. And professors are not just professors. They actually are there to help you, to guide you, to model whatever you need. And I still have contact with, you know, past professors and professors now, obviously with professionalism. They're always open to push you and to be better. So HBU is definitely the place to be, to better yourself and just be who you are, who you want to be. Les invito a ser parte de Houston Baptist University, la Universidad Bautista de Houston. Es un lugar donde la atmósfera será para comunidad, para tener conexión con los profesores, para poder ser todo lo que ustedes desean ser, simplemente ser parte de esta comunidad de Houston Baptist University, le asegura que su vida nunca más será igual.
Beautiful. So well said. Now, I want you to tell us about do you have any inclination where your future employment will be in Houston? Do you anticipate you'll continue in the bilingual area as well?
Oh, yes. The bilingual area, definitely. I mean, just monetarily, I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot better than being a monolingual teacher, but it opens a lot of opportunities. But now with being a reading specialist, and especially having the dyslexia background, it's definitely going to push me and promote me, you know, out of the classroom, but I'm still going to be involved with interventions and all these things. But yeah, that's where it's looking like for this year for me.
Wow, Evelyn, what an amazing story you have. I mean, you worked as a bilingual teacher for the ALEAF ISD for 10 years, and now finishing your Master's of Education degree. Congratulations. How old are you? You look so young.
Yes, I'm in my 30s.
Well, you look younger than that. And I want to tell you, you're doing fantastic. And
thank you.
Everybody at HBU, we just tip our hat to you with great respect, admiration, belief in your future. And thank you for being the light for Christ that you are.
Thank you.
You know, there is a home at HBU for you. And what's beautiful about the HBU university life is that I hear the word family. Now that's interesting. University and family seem to be oxymorons, but not at HBU. Instead of being another face and a sea of faces, a number in a class, the professor doesn't know, it's the exact opposite. And Evelyn and myself, we confirm the fact that the faculty cares. That's a big statement in a world that's very careless. And people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And you learn quickly at HBU, people care. You can learn more about HBU at hbu.edu/admissions or 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, and Evelyn, of course, personifies that with her Master's of Education degree and a reading specialist compliment on top of that, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-E-D, or 281-649-3211. And a reminder, too, that HBU is online, and hbuonline.com or 855-428-1960. Evelyn, this has just been really encouraging to hear your story. Our prayers and thoughts are with you, and we're going to watch you because we know great things are going to come from your life in the days and months and years to come.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us today, okay?
Thank you.
God's best to you and your family.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day. Make sure to visit us at hbu.edu/podcasts.